This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The top U.S. Homeland Security official defended the Trump administration's border policies on Capitol Hill Wednesday, a day after newly released data showed a spike in the number of undocumented families crossing into the United States over the southern border. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said the situation is not a manufactured crisis, but truly an emergency. It was testimony meant to bolster President Trump's declaration of a national emergency meant to finance a border wall against the will of Congress. Because of a support for opposition leader Juan Guaido, Germany's ambassador has been expelled from Venezuela. Ambassador Daniel Kriener had been given 48 hours to leave for what government loyal to President Nicolas Maduro had characterized as meddling in Venezuela's political affairs. Meanwhile, as AP's Jackie Quinn reports, the State Department admits that the U.S. envoy for Venezuela was pranked by a Russian comedian who pretended to be a Swiss official asking about military action.
Special Representative Elliot Abrams was caught on tape, ruling out the possibility of U.S. military action in Venezuela unless that government did something crazy like attack the American embassy, but admitting to keeping the idea on the table to make the Venezuelan military nervous. A recording was made by two Russian comedians known for prank calls, one of them posing as a Swiss dignitary and Abrams speaking freely about the situation. The State Department says it's well aware of the prank and blames it on Russia's propaganda playbook and the lengths Moscow will go to prop up the regime of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
China confirmed Thursday that it has suspended the clearance of canola imports from Canadian agribusiness Richardson International and said customs will set up inspections for Canadian canola until further notice. The foreign ministry said Wednesday that the customs officials discovered pests and samples of canola imports from Canada. This is VOA News. Martha McSally, the United States' first female fighter pilot in combat, now a U.S. senator, said during a hearing Wednesday that she was raped by a superior in the Air Force. She said she didn't report the abuse because, like many other victims, she did not trust the system at the time. Years later, she said she spoke up about the attack and was appalled at the way the military hierarchy handled her news. McSally said the experience galvanized her resolve to advocate for sexual assault victims in the military, using her legislative position to work for change. U.S. President Donald Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, testified Wednesday for a fourth time before a congressional panel, continuing to answer questions about his decade-long role as Mr. Trump's fixer. Congressman Adam Schiff, who chairs the House Intelligence Committee, says they were able to cover a lot of ground with President Trump's former attorney.
I think the members found it an enormously productive session, and we're very grateful for the time. It went on, obviously, a lot longer than anticipated. We expected we would have one day of testimony, but there was more than enough questions for him to last well through a second day.
Cohen once said he would take a bullet for Mr. Trump, but as Cohen has turned against the president, lawmakers are probing his role and whether or not he helped Mr. Trump become the country's 45th president. Washington is ratcheting up pressure on Ankara over its decision to buy a Russian missile system, which was confirmed last month by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Senior U.S. diplomats held talks this week in the Turkish capital to lobby against the sale, as Washington warns of grave consequences. Deputy Assistant Secretary Matthew Palmer met Wednesday with senior Turkish officials in the latest diplomatic effort to block Ankara's procurement of Russia's S-400 missile system. The United States imported more goods than ever last year, boasting the country's merchandise trade deficit with other countries to a record $891.3 billion. That's despite Donald Trump's protectionist trade policies aimed at cutting the gap. Sam Stovall is with CFRA Research.
His thought was that we're going to see a reduction in the deficit, we're going to see a strengthening in the U.S. dollar, et cetera. But obviously, he can't anticipate what business leaders are likely to do.
The trade deficit is the difference between what Americans sell to trading partners and what they buy from suppliers overseas. Experts say a large trade deficit can hurt the economy. The overall trade deficit, which includes services, hit $621 billion, which is the highest since 2008. U.S. President Trump said Wednesday that he would be very disappointed if reports that North Korea is rebuilding a rocket launch site are true. Multiple sources have reported that North Korea has restored part of a missile launch site it began dismantling last year after their meeting in Singapore last year. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.